This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black at the Chicago Made Showcase for Dynasty Podcast and Chicago Made, Illinois Entertainer and Chicago Inno. I am here with Z-Verse, first time talking with you. How are you doing, sir?
I'm real good, man. I'm excited and I'm just elated right now, you know?
Dude, you just did a set here at the Showcase at South by Southwest, the official City of Chicago Showcase. And it blew everyone away. I'm not just saying that, but I was like looking around. I was talking to people while you were performing. And I think a lot of people were like just caught off guard. How did that feel for you?
It's amazing, you know, in touring with Lupe. And it's like a lot of, you know, people came to see Lupe. And when I come out there and I do my music, because it's real music from my heart, and every time I pull myself out to the people, and they gravitate towards it, and they give me that energy back, and it's just a love that I have because I'm passionate about my music, and I'm appreciative that, you know, people feel that way, and that's why I make the music that I make, you know.
Right on. So let's get some background about you, man. I know we were talking before the mic was on. Like, you've been doing music since you were, like, a teenager, right?
Yeah, you know, started when, like, professionally at 14. That's, like, in the studio, you know, working with, like, some of the best writers, Freckles, McKelly Jameson, production, like, Andy C, No ID was my first production. And, you know, shout out to Jay Boogie and Excel and... of course, Wasalu, Lupe Fiasco, we all, you know, come from that same camp. We day one boys, so I grew up in the industry, you know?
I mean, that's crazy, man. You're listing, like, heavy hitters. You're listing legends, you know, like, No ID. Like, that's legendary. Like, what was it like when you were... I guess kind of standing on the shoulders of giants, like learning from these accomplished names as, you know, kind of a kid.
You know, I at first it was like I was good at battle rapping because I'm from the hood.
Right.
And so, like, people would always try to battle me, and I was really aggressive. And so people would pay attention to me battle rapping, but writing songs, I hadn't really come into my own, you know. And people kind of, like, I won't say they didn't take me serious, but they looked like they was working on other older artists that was in the game, so I was kind of just waiting, and I was doing records, and then people would be like, hold on, wait, like, oh, you did this record here, and we'll try to, you know, work on projects and do things, but, you know, time changes, and, you know, just time, things happen, and, you know, I never really got to get my project out, you know, the way I wanted it to, but I think everything happens for a reason. Now, you know, I'm in a place where I need to be to give people the music that they need to hear.
Well, it sounds like you've had, like, lots of time to practice and develop, and now it looks like it's about to be your time, right?
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing, man. You know, we always want what we want when we want it, but, you know, it's like, you know, who knows? I could have been 24 years old with a Ferrari and crashed it up and been dead. And I think with maturity, like, you learn to appreciate things. When you never have them, you be, like, wanting to get it, and you work at your craft. And I probably at 22 wouldn't pour out my heart the way I do now, you know?
Well, and I think, like, a lot of folks who have that overnight success, they can't sustain it versus the people who, like, put in the time for 5, 10, 15 years and don't give up. And then when it is their moment, it lasts a lot longer because they know how to sustain it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. And that's the part of the game that the young artists have to understand is that, you know, people that try to paint that picture like, yo, it's easy, it comes overnight. It's like, no, when you work hard at something, you develop your craft, and at the end of the day, you'll be able to hold on to that, you know, that music and that as a career path, man. That's what it's about for me.
Yeah, man. So you just come off tour with Lupe Fiasco, and it sounds like you've been working alongside him for a while. Talk about that relationship and what this tour was like.
Well, first of all, I would like to start by saying shout out to Lou and Sosa, the Society of Spoken Artists that he started, which is a great avenue for up and coming, you know, lyricists to really, you know, learn, hone in on their craft and show that appreciation to you know, the metaphors, the double entendres, and I've seen the love, like, we spoke at Harvard, and I've seen the love for the the lyricism and the artistry. So that working on that right now and coming up with Lou is like, of course, I believe he's one of the greatest lyricists that I've ever met. I don't say that because he's a friend, I say that because he really is. And we have a good relationship. We're real good friends. And I think we're both different a little bit, you know. I guess I kind of came up a little more of a knucklehead. But, I mean, you know, it's good to have friends in the industry and you see them make it. And it's like it's an example of where you can go. And I think he's one of the reasons that I never lost sight of my goals and where I wanted to go, because I knew if my bro went there, I can go there too, you know?
Yeah, man. Well, it's incredible that you had great mentors. But, you know, now that it's your moment, really, like, is there new music on the way? What can we look forward to from Z-Verse? What's on deck for you?
My album is called The Antidote, and The Antidote is going to be out before I go on tour in April, and we're mixing it down again right now, and so that is about to come out. We just dropped a new video, Love You Anyway, so, you know, if you follow the hashtag Z-Verse or any social media site, you can see the content that's out so far, but the album will be on, you know, soundcloud.com/Z-Verse, and more, you know, just, we're going to try to get it everywhere, and we're trying to give it out for free so that people can experience it and they can get it, you know.
Right on, man. Well, I know we got to go watch Mick Jenkins just kill it on stage, but dude, for real, I had never gotten to see you live before and I was absolutely blown away. And Frayton Lewis, who's right here, literally, he can vouch that I literally asked who's on stage right now, and I was like, holy shit, this is amazing.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And the truth was on stage.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Frayton, man. I've been knowing him for years, and he's always helped give me advice and motivation and push what I was doing and help me hone in on who I was as a man, not only as an artist. So much love to him for everything that he's done and what he brings to Chicago music scene, definitely.
Shout out Frayton Lewis with DK's Department of Cultural Affairs Special Events in the City of Chicago. Man, it's great to start this conversation. Let's continue it. Let's keep talking, like, as you have things going on, man. Z-Verse, great to meet you. Even better to see your set, man. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Man, thank you so much for having me, and appreciate the love, everything, man, for real.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.